Psychologists have determined that retirement is one of the most stressful events that some people will experience in their life. On this episode of Mondays with Matt, we'll look at ways to hopefully proactively deal with the stress surrounding the retirement process.
Welcome to Mondays with Matt, with Matt Starkey. Start each week fresh with sound financial advice. Grab your coffee and maybe a pen. It's time to kick off your week with Matt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the podcast. It is Mondays with Matt, Starkey from Great Lakes Retirement Solutions. Going to talk about trying to steer clear of retirement stress. Let me say that again. Steering clear of retirement stress. Because, you know, we want success in retirement. We do not want stress in retirement. So
that's right.
We're going to try to make sure we work through that correctly today here on the podcast. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Mark. I think I'm on the right podcast.
Yeah, you're in the right spot. Yeah.
We're alleviating your stress, steering clear of retirement success.
That's right. We want to make sure we're into retirement success and away from retirement stress. You and I are going to chat about this a little bit this week here on the show. You know, as a matter of fact, real fast, let me mention that just coming up right around the corner, probably about a week or so after this podcast pops out, you guys are having a lunch and learn, or you're having a couple of those, I think, in May, early May. Yep, and that's a great way to maybe reduce some retirement stress. You can come out and as it says right in the title, have a little lunch and learn a little something.
That's right. Yeah. If you're a client or if you're a prospective client and you want to join us, we're doing a lunch and learn coming up May 1st and 2nd, 2024. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday. And we're going to be talking about politics in your portfolio. And that seems to be a topic of a lot of stress surrounding a lot of people this year.
For sure.
But yeah, we're gonna talk about what the market does in good and bad times through different terms of different presidents. And it's really going to give you a good perspective and should be somewhat settling. So
there you go. That's good.
At the same time. So we always feed you good. And the cost to you, if you're a client, is zero. And guests, we're gonna go ahead and roll out the red carpet to you as well. So we're not going to charge for it. But I like to educate in groups because it gives me leverage of time. A lot of the clients have the same interests on their mind, and we like to tackle all those. Yeah. We do answer questions, and we just have a good time. So come on out. If you haven't joined us once already, give it a shot because it really is. It's a great time, and we buy you lunch. And with inflation these days.
There you go. That's not a bad way.
Better way to see us.
Yeah, just shoot an email over info, right? Is that the best way to do it, info or Matt?
No, you can go right to the website,
okay.
GreatLakesRetirementSolutions.com. And if you get on our events tab, you can log in and register right there for the event. And or you can email us, Matt@GreatLakesRetirementSolutions.com. That's Matt, M-A-T-T, @GreatLakesRetirementSolutions.com.
All right. There you go, folks. Go check that out and attend the lunch and learn. Again, it's only like a week. So if you're checking this podcast out right when it comes out and you already are a client and you want to come out, make sure you let them know. You may have already been contacted about that. But if you're also just been casually checking out the podcast and you want to attend and you're in the area, let them know again ASAP. All right. So let's talk about some retirement stress. Number one, Matt, let's kick it off with the fact that, look, it is a significant gear change. Like, it is it's a serious lifestyle change that comes with retirement. And sometimes we spend so much time focusing on making sure that we've got the dollars and the cents all taken care of with a good strategy and a good plan that we kind of forget that, oh man, my life is going to look totally different. So let's go through a few of the items, Matt. Give us a couple of bullet points of things that are both good and bad about no longer having to punch a clock.
Yeah, this is something we work hard for. A lot of people save and invest for. And, it's always fun to talk to your coworkers about the day you're going to retire, right? What we find, though, is it can be a little bit of a new challenge because anytime there's change in your life, whether you're buying a house or you lose a loved one or a birth of somebody new into the family, even retirement, it can still cause you to be stressed. Why is that? Well, I think psychologists tell us that when anytime we have a life change, there's stress. Now, it can be a very low-level stress or it can be a higher stress event like a divorce or a death. And you're going to react to those, whether you realize it or not. So what we want to do is we want to plan for things, like retirement, to the best that we can a change in your schedule. The good news is you don't have to necessarily punch a clock anymore. You don't have any meetings or deadlines probably. But, you know, one of the counterproductive things to not having to punch a clock at work is, hey, now I'm on the clock at home. You might have that early retirement to-do list, and that to-do list can be overwhelming. So you got to just realize that if you retire and you don't have a plan, you're going to probably find that most of your days get absorbed staying busy doing a whole lot of nothing, or or possibly working on some of those tasks. But just like in your finances and getting to retirement, we definitely recommend that you retire to something. So if you're not good about just sitting back and relaxing and enjoying, you might want to travel. You might want to set up a list. Where do I want to travel to? How long am I going to stay in these places? What, you know, kind of your bucket list, I guess you'd call it. And, you know, same thing holds true with work around the house or doing some different things. So one of those things, though, as the reason we're listening to this podcast, is make sure financially things are sound and that you're not going to cause a lot of stress stepping away from the workforce.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a lot of little things. I mean, it sounds great on the surface that, woohoo, I don't have to punch the clock and blah, blah, blah. But also people really stress over this because they think, man, like, how do I turn all this stuff that I've accumulated into, you know, my checks coming in, or how do I just kind of, you know, balance this new phase of life? So that'll walk me into number two, Matt, which is, well, you know, it's a great chance to, you know, just kind of face new challenges and embrace those. Tough, I understand, but this is a great new time. It's you're retiring to something else, hopefully, and you're retiring from something and into something else, whatever that might be. So, you know, be open to those new challenges.
Yeah, you've got to embrace the opportunity to face new challenges, actually. You know, oftentimes we look at this as a negative, but challenges cause you to grow. And so if you're facing challenges in the right areas, you know, hopefully you've done your homework ahead of time and you've got relationships well managed. You know, this could be also be a positive thing. Retirement can be a time where you spend more time with the people that you love, spend more time visiting folks that you haven't had a chance to. And what we find is, you know, some people call it the good old boys club, but you might find yourself just doing some networking with men or women or combination, but you might need to learn some new things like how to play pickleball and things.
Hey, it's now a professional sport. I didn't even know that was a thing. So there you go. All right. So embrace those new challenges. But, you know, there's going to be always something in life, right? Life doesn't, you don't just get to retirement and just, you know, it just kind of goes into auto mode. As much as we kind of want some things to be automated in retirement, it's still going to be life. Life is going to throw us curveballs. So keep those options open. Number three is my is my take here, Matt, because, you know, look, they're all not going to be that that commercial of, you know, you on your yacht or, you know, or you playing golf every day. So just keep your options open.
Yeah, well, and the commercials are kind of cool when you see, you know, you're holding hands walking down the beach with somebody. But remember, the beach ends, your beach ends and somebody else's begins. So, yeah, I mean, moving to retirement sometimes isn't going to be quite so dreamy as all you might expect. Or maybe you do some things and you decide, you know, we moved to a different part of the country and we don't really love that part of the country.
That's a great point, right? How many people from Michigan go down in Florida and then after, because they want to retire to paradise. And then all of a sudden they're like, God, it's hot down here or super crowded.
It's great in the fall and in the spring and the winter, but man, the summers really are hot and muggy, worse than Michigan. Yeah. Yeah. So stuff like that happens. I mean, or you move out to the desert in Arizona and you find, gosh, I can't even handle June and July. It's just so hot. So yeah, somebody with, you know, is volunteering, you know, maybe you used to volunteer while you were working and you find that, oh my gosh, now that I'm spending more time with this particular nonprofit, it's a little bit more frustrating than it seemed when I was working because you were not spending so much time there. You can kind of get a different perspective. And so you got to keep your options open. Like you said, Mark, there's no shame in changing directions on something that you thought was going to make you happy. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just, it is going to be a time of acclimating and finding your new self, you know?
Exactly.
And so that's something you got to do is keep an open mind. And I think try different things, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to find your groove, right? And some people really stress over that. Again, if our topic is steering clear of retirement stress, many people kind of stress about what the heck am I going to do now, right? Because maybe they identify their, maybe their whole identity was wrapped up in the job. So many of us kind of get into that mindset where we are what we do or did. You know, and so keep your sense of perspective. You know, now that we're topic number four here, keep that sense of perspective. You aren't the job you used to have. Like you, there's more to you than that, and you need to find that sometimes.
Yeah, that's right, and it's so true. I mean, we all are different individuals. We're made up of different experiences in life, and some of you are going to be just happy, you know, walking through the woods, doing nature hikes, exploring and kayaking, and you're outdoorsy. Others of you don't want to be outdoors at all. You want to be in on the couch and watching soap operas and drinking your diet 7-Up or whatever. So everybody's different. And so, yeah, keeping your sense of perspective that retirement is kind of, if you think about it, it's a kind of a newer concept. I was just contemplating when would I want to retire? And, you know, I like work. I feel very satisfied. I get a lot out of work, and my work can be flexible most of the time. But it's not without stress. There's certainly a lot of stress involved in it. But we just got back from spring break, and so I'm thinking, could I envision being gone for 2 months at a time or 3 months at a time? You know, like a lot of people do when you're working up towards it. So retirement. You know, a lot of times, I want to say, 50, 60, 70 years ago, people worked till they died. They didn't really retire
for sure.
At all.
I mean, concept to your point, Matt, you just mentioned that. It's not been around, but maybe, 100 years, you know?
Yeah, if that. Because the average American used to, you know, live to age 65. And
die.
And then they died. Yeah. So if you weren't set by the time you're 50... or 55, you really didn't have much of a retirement. So,
yeah.
But life has changed and people live longer. And so I think this is the importance of what we're talking about is so you don't get put into a box that stresses you out. Definitely take some time, discover yourself. And, you know, this is really a time to be fortunate and thankful that you get to experience this stage of life.
That is true.
If you're able to step away from work, what a blessing that can be. I mean, you really can freeze up your schedule. You get a sense of, hopefully, if you got a good pension and or Social Security, you really can let go of some of the big stresses of life and just go out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You know, if we are fortunate enough to get there, and I know sometimes if you're stressing because you think, oh my God, I'm going to be in retirement and not have enough to retire, you know, then that's a stressor. But that's why you find a good financial advisor to help you with the X's and O's, because we're going to have enough stress to deal with or enough things to deal with in order to enjoy the retirement and kind of get over some of these, you know, personal and mental hurdles. And then if you've got the money worked out and you've got a good financial advisor like Matt in your corner, it's going to just make your entire retirement much more enjoyable. Because once you figure out how to manage some of that personal stress, hey, you don't need the extra money stress. So that's, and again, get a good financial advisor. That's going to help.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Kudos to you, Mark, for teeing me up there. But yeah, you definitely want to work with a good advisor. Create the plan early. You know, I've just sat down with a young person, and you know, sometimes planning can be the hardest part because it's like you don't know what to envision for retirement. What do I want to do? No, I can't see past, you know, this weekend. And that's okay. That's part of what you experience in life, I think, as you get these new experiences, you learn what you like, what you don't like, and then you can start creating a roadmap, if you will. But make sure your financial plan ties in closely with your personal goals, because that's how you're going to be the happiest. If you're assigning purpose to your money and your work now, why am I working? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? It's so that I can have a future where I really am able to enjoy retirement. I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry about my finances. Don't have to worry about my health care because I've already done a good job, an adequate job at saving and investing so that, you know, come hell or high water, I've got the investments or I'm insured that if something bad happens, I'm going to be okay. And how do we best know this? By doing a plan, by working with your advisor. And as you said, Mark, just relieving that stress. It's interesting and it's fun to talk about for me because sometimes we'll work through with people and show them on the numbers that hey, it's okay to retire. And I've had a few people cry and just tears of happiness and tears of joy to know that they made it, that they're at the finish line for them, and they can start doing what they really wanted to do. So that's a win for us. Retirement planning sometimes can take a long time, many, many years. And so I love to see it when a plan comes together and somebody can, when somebody, Hannibal.
That's right. Hannibal from
the
A-team.
The A-team. Yep. Yeah. But I love it when a plan comes together because then I can truly see the person that experienced the financial freedom that they always wanted and they definitely deserve.
That's right. So don't pity the fool that doesn't have a good strategy or plan in place. Just get a strategy and plan in place. Sorry, we had to just go into the whole A-team thing right there. I just couldn't pass it up. So that's our podcast this week. Steering clear of retirement stress. Look, there's this whole other element of stuff to think about and deal with aside from the money. The money's clearly stressful enough. So let's try to get that handled so that the other pieces, like we talked about today, can be more manageable and handled as well. Because it is a big gear shift. Moving from the work life that's maybe something you've known for 30 or 40 years to, you know, something unknown. It's wonderful. It's exciting. You're looking forward to that rest and relaxation. But you also have, it's still life. You still have challenges that come with this new phase. So if you want to steer clear of retirement stress, get a good strategy, get a good plan, not only for the X's and O's, but also for what to do with your time and your mindset. And that helps talking with an advisor who's helped people plan, help thousands, hundreds and thousands of people plan for retirement because they've seen various different things, all sorts of walks of life go through it. So reach out to Matt and his team. They can certainly help you at GreatLakesRetirementSolutions.com. That's GreatLakesRetirementSolutions.com. And don't forget to reach out and let them know if you'd like to attend the Lunch and Learn coming up around the corner. If you don't catch this podcast until that's already happened and you'd like to attend a future one, just ask them when the next one's going to be. I'm sure Matt does these several times throughout the year so they can get you hooked up that way. Matt, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, and we always appreciate your time. Hit that subscribe button on Apple or Google or Spotify, whatever platform you like using for podcasts. Share the podcast with others that might benefit from it, and we'll see you next time here on Mondays with Matt.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.